wonder if your ticket's going to go up if you fly American. They're going to cut 13,000 jobs, including some pilots. This was inevitable. Speaking of cutting the cord, the goal, according to the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, is to end everything in Afghanistan combat-wise by 2013. The Taliban rejoices because they've already got a stockpile of weapons, according to some leaked documents. They're ready to go back to their evil ways. To what end, after 11 years, did we spill our guts, meaning the brave men and others and women, certainly, that served in Afghanistan? My, oh, my. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight, and you're included in the conversation. Please don't ever feel shut out. Just dial these digits to throw in your 2 cents. Was it all a waste in Afghanistan after it's all said and done, when you find out after the interrogations of hundreds and hundreds of Taliban folks, they say quite simply that they've got means to start things up again, and they've been promised things. That's interesting. By the Pakistan folks, the Pakistani spy police, if you will, and others. 800-259-5791. But we've got other fish to fry here. Newt Gingrich vows to move on while Mitt Romney gets glitter bombed. You know the term glitter bomb, right? That's what gay people do when they encounter just whatever, certain people for certain reasons. And for Mitt Romney, he was very sparkly. And that happened when he took the stage in Eagan, Minnesota, after he blew everyone out in Florida for the delegates anyway. So he was kind of, he had that stuff in his hair and on his blazer. And it was just a little, it's just a little dust bomb that's thrown up by a young male protester, as in most cases, right before he took the stage. But he knows how to bounce back, and he made a little joke out of it. The next stop is Reno, Nevada. That's where all the presidential hopefuls on the Republican side are going. And then there's a slew of caucuses, of course, coming up, including there. So it's pretty interesting as this moves on down the road, the marathon that it now has become. Still captivating a lot of people's attentions. No more debates on tap for another couple of weeks, but that, I'm sure, will be cranked up full volume once it gets started again, because everybody's staying in, Rick Santorum and Ron Paul. Thought it'd be fun for you to hear just right at the top some of the sights and sounds of what's happening. Newt Gingrich throwing in on being concerned about every single one of us, all Americans, and Ron Paul on overstretching.
I am running to be the president of all the American people, and I am concerned about all of the American people. Let me shock Governor Romney. The Founding Fathers meant the very poor, who they called Americans. My goal is to find steps for every American to have a job.
I don't think he would come in here and say, you know what, I don't care about the poor people. I mean, that seems to be an overstretch.
Yeah, good for Ron Paul for sticking up for Mitt Romney, because he did say that that with the poor there's a safety net, but he was taken out of context in a way. Some people are immediately jumping on it and saying, oh, it's a huge political gaffe, but it's just more of sucking out little individual quotes from something that's said. I agree with Ron Paul. What happened was, he said he wasn't concerned about the very poor because there was a safety net in place for them. He was doing an interview on CNN, and see, he's a multimillionaire, so those words are uttered and it becomes huge news. And then people say, well, see, he can't connect with voters because listen to what he said. Then he came out later in the day as his people realized that that was building up all over the place and being Twittered all over and whatnot. And so he explained that, no, that there were things in place like Medicare, et cetera, and that's what he meant about the safety net, and that people who were wealthy already had things in place, too, because they had money, and it was the in-between people that he was concerned about. Did Romney, though, cement his status, if you will, as the guy, as the front runner after Florida and that vote where he won 46% compared to 32% for Newt Gingrich, 13% for Rick Santorum, and 7% for Ron Paul? That gave Romney all of the 50 of Florida's convention delegates. You know, that's what this whole thing is about. Now you got a whole series of caucuses and primaries until we get to Super Tuesday on March 6th. That's when 10 states have their contests. You know, there's a poll that's released every single day. The latest national poll that I saw on Wednesday that came out early showed that there was a benefit for Romney. He's in first place with 31% to 26% for Gingrich, although that's not too much of a margin separating them. 16% for Rick Santorum and 11% for Ron Paul. The Gallup folks do a daily tracking poll, and that's how they, you know, they release all that information. If you remember the previous time that one of those came out, Romney, they had Gingrich ahead of Romney after he had won South Carolina. So Florida was looking pretty good for Gingrich, and then, you know, now look what's happened. There have been a lot of campaigning going on in Minnesota, like Eagan, Minnesota was where our mothership is, was where Mitt Romney was, and the others scattered in a couple of other different corners, too, to just keep doing that thing, to try to get the word out, to try to get the Republican nod. So Romney or the others, somebody ultimately emerges, could be a brokered convention. Trust me, we're going to be talking about this for a while here on ATN. We've already been talking about this election for how long now? It seems like forever, doesn't it? It really, really does. One last thing about Florida and what's happening. 93%, they say, of the campaign ads in the Sunshine State were negative, especially when it came to Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. But everybody's were that way, too. Anybody else, that whether it was Ron Paul or whether it was Rick Santorum, they all tended to be tweaked in that direction. So how about that? Now, Jeb Bush also was interviewed a ton in Florida. Makes sense because of all of his ties to politics there, you know, being the former governor. And he's somebody who's now really attracting more attention. His name keeps being mentioned as somebody that may be trotted out for that, you know, knight in shining armor, because the anybody but Mitt crowd is swelling. And if there's enough of that, if there's enough blowback from Mitt Romney, should it get down to that at the convention, boy, it could be really, really interesting. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, let me set the menu for you. We have We Can Count. It's all about the numbers. How much money will Mark Zuckerberg make with his Facebook IPO? Also, besides We Can Count, how about this? Some of those weather tweets. Once a week, we take your weather tweets. All I can say is a lot of you are kind of whining about the fact that there isn't any snow. Stay with us. We're mixing it up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Dolphin water bottles, American Airlines, and a zip line for the Super Bowl. That's what we're talking about in this segment of ATN. You know, we got to take a break from all the politics, and I got to calm down and jump off my soapbox for a second here and mix it up a little bit. Some of the things that you would probably be talking about anyway when you're not talking about everything else that we're hammering over and over again. Because you know why we care? We live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and I always say it, part of the reason for doing America Tonight is to try to push for that change in Washington. Let's become a nation who actually acts rather than reacts to everything. Don't you hate that? Letting life just smash you in the head and we just react to it. And that's what we do. Pretty much in Washington, how often are we ahead of that curve? It'd be nice to change things around and get ahead of it, wouldn't it? Can't happen all the time, but boy, I'd like to see it happen at least 20% more than it does, because it's not happening that often, trust me. If we were to scale it, it wouldn't be pretty. So let's move on to those things that I just mentioned that I think you'll find interesting, including the fact that, man, what is going on in Cape Cod? I didn't even realize that this was happening. You know, when you... It's true, but in any area of the country, and many of you know who live by the water, when you start to come up with dead creatures, whatever it is, then especially when it's the lovable kind like the dolphin, what is happening up there? They got 81, the tally is up to 81 dead dolphins. Saddest picture to see. It just looks like Flipper all over the beach, only Flipper's not moving. So what they are saying is it's largely unexplained, and what's happened is NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they're charged with trying to come up with what's happened. They are the Atlantic white-sided dolphins, and they're just stranded on the Massachusetts shoreline. This has been happening now for the last couple of weeks, actually last month. They wash up sometimes in groups of up to maybe 10. And so what they're trying to do is they're the ones that are still living, they're getting trailers and they're tagging them and they're just trying to get them to the outer Cape Cod coast where they can release them and they hope they're okay. It's not necessarily uncommon to see dolphins being stranded, but the number is what's so scary. If they're saying they see an average of an entire year, maybe 120, they've already seen almost 100 in just 1 month. And one of the possibilities is that the dolphins are just like we get disoriented, that they're just totally out of it because the water temperature is messing them up. And if they are beached, they're vulnerable, of course, because they get sunburned, they get organ damage. I mean, they got to be in the water. They can't be flapping around on the beach. So they're pushing them out. But what's happened is the water is warmer, so that's why they're washed. That they think that's why they're washing up. Oh, that's awful. Taking a walk on the beach, forget about it if you're up in Cape Cod because you don't know what you're going to come across. You have no idea what might be there that you might be trying to step over. And that's literally what was happening to some people. They found themselves in a situation where they were stepping over dolphins. Terrible. All right, let's move on to some of the other things that I mentioned in talking about besides dolphins. I happened to see this in prepping for Super Bowl stuff because, remember, we're going to have a Nail the Score. That's happening in our third hour of America Tonight. We know what the game is. You have to call in or email me during that hour and give me your numerical guess, who you think is going to win, New England or the Giants. You don't have to really care about football or know five things about football. You don't know anything about football. It's really a guess. So you might get lucky. You might say 27, 24, 23, who knows. Pick the team, and if you pick correctly, you get bragging rights, but a whole lot more than bragging rights. You also get among the prize. I hate telling the prizes because then it gives it all away, but I'll give you a copy of my book, and which is Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. But you also get a wireless GPS. How about that? Wireless GPS. It's a fantastic piece of machinery because you're lost and it's easy to figure out where you are. The way they've upgraded on this thing is absolutely, absolutely amazing. All right, here's a fair or foul for you. I noticed this when I was in Washington. In Washington, if you want to get a plastic bag, you have to pay a nickel. The idea is they're trying to get rid of plastic bags and get people to use reusable bags in some of the counties, and it's apparently working unless you're an out-of-towner and you have no bag to bring with you. But the other thing is, the other push is, and this is up and down in several areas in the East Coast and in San Francisco, they've pushed this heavily too, and it's the extra tax that they're putting on water bottles, and in some cases they're actually banning water bottles, because you know what happens with the bottles, tough to disintegrate after a while, washing up on these shores, speaking of the dolphins washing up. And so in some suburbs, they're trying to ban them. But I have a problem with that, though, because water, you know, you go into a convenience store, pick your favorite. Well, I don't care what it is. Wawa, 7-Eleven, Piggly Wiggly, Cumberland Farms, whatever it is. The guy down the street. And what do you have when you open when you look at all the different drinks that you can get? Water. Water's there. You're dying of thirst, the hot day, whatever. There's water all over the place. So imagine if they remove the water and you have, what, Red Bull, Monster, sugary drinks. Isn't that the whole idea? Weren't we getting hammered on for drinking sugary drinks? Wasn't it being suggested that they were going to tax sugary drinks more? Now they're going to take away the water? I get the idea about the bottles and people throwing the bottles away instead of recycling them, or they're turned into other things. But how much policing can you do of people? How much can you do? And so I don't agree with that. There has to be a better way to combat that problem other than threat, you know, just banning. The whole ban thing especially. It's one thing even for an extra tax, but a ban, that's over the top. That's going down that slippery slope. American Airlines doesn't want to go down in this direction of having to cut people, but they're teetering. This is what happens when you give people bonuses that are staggering year after year after year, and then you're crippled by oil prices. So they told their unions that they're going to cut 13,000 jobs from the staff of 88,000. American is our third biggest airline. Mostly it's maintenance operations. They're going to lose 4,600 jobs. Then you have ground workers. You know, when you're going to the gate, you look out the window, you see the nice friendly guy waving the planes in, some of those guys. 4,000 ground worker jobs, but not specifically that job. They're all different jobs. And then you've got 2,300 flight attendants that will also be cut. And for pilots, they have the least, but they can, that's the, what they can afford the least. 400 pilots will also be slashed from the budget too. So there's uncertainty. I'm sure it's some nervous times for people going to work in any of those positions where they don't really know if it's going to be them. Were they the last one in the door? Are they almost on their way out, but not quite? Will they be offered some kind of a package? You know, that's like one of those, I can only relate to it by thinking of, it's like in broadcasting or in other companies where there's a lot of changing hands and selling. Somebody will come in and they'll say, nobody has to worry, this is the best operation ever, all your jobs are safe. And then a year later, we're making a few changes. In this case, they got these unions that really have a lock on them. And they're just telling the unions that, hey, this is what we're doing. We guess what we got to do. We have to cut these out. So we announced plans that we were going to do that. And here we go. Another thing they said is they're going to close one of their facilities outside of Dallas where they overhaul aircraft, all the airlines that need to have that done on a regular basis. And they're going to outsource the heavy maintenance work. So that's pretty big. Those job cuts are 40%. Ooh. Finally, that zip line I was telling you about, the NFL experience. You get to zip all the way across the NFL experience at the Super Bowl. Not the stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like the tents and stuff they have set up. How cool is that? I don't know. Zip lines are fun and exhilarating in one sense. It can be scary in another sense. When you really pick up too much speed, you know what I'm talking about? Next thing you know, poof, there you go, right through the tent. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Off, we can count 51 million. What is it tied to? American Crossroads and Crossroads Grassroots Policy Strategies. Yep. And guess who's behind this? I'm going to tell you about that in a second. Yesterday they raised that number, that money, and that was close to the totals for each of the two parties' House elections and enough to erase the edge held by the House Democrats campaign committee. It's also 17 times the $3 million raised by a Democratic founded group, outside group, House Majority PAC. So this political groups, the ones that I just mentioned, American Crossroads and Crossroads Grassroots Policy Strategies, with that big number, was put together, or certainly was definitely rallied behind Karl Rove. Yep. Karl Rove is the master when it comes to finding ways to raise money, and he was able to do that with this. He's the former, of course, political advisor to President George W. Bush. He helped create, spend almost $1 million on television in 9 districts. And he knows how to do this thing. So Crossroads GPS is that group that Rove founded, and he's got the political pull, the savvy to as far as raising money to be able to do that. Because, you know, it's about these PACs. With all the money that's being raised, the only way you can compete is to go up against, you know, fight fire with fire, to go up against the other guy with as much money as possible. So the Republicans are definitely benefiting from those groups. You know, when you break it down, it's interesting to see where the money comes from. They got $5 million from a Texas businessman, Harold Simmons, and $2 million from his holding company, Contran Corporation. Remember, that was, this is all on the heels of what happened with the Supreme Court ruling 2 years ago that you could, that corporations could have whatever the amount of money was to pump into politics, so to speak. It's not necessarily one person's campaign. The PAC is formed and then it's dumped into to that. You'll find this interesting. Do you know that we've got, and you know this, of course, that we have the no-fly list, but did you know that the no-fly list doubled in a year? So, you know, we're talking about how Al-Qaeda is shrinking, and, oh, geez, we don't worry so much about the Taliban anyway. They're two different animals. The no-fly list went up from 10,000 known or suspected terrorists 1 year ago to 21,000. The people that are on the list are mostly from other countries. About 500 are Americans. And the flood of new names we know started to happen on Christmas of 2009. Remember the almost bombing of the Detroit plane, the plane that was coming into Detroit? Ooh, that would have been disastrous, to say the least. The surge in the size of the no-fly list comes even as there's been all those announcements with through drones and whatnot, that many senior members of Al-Qaeda have been offed. But they say they continue to identify people who want to harm us. That's what the Transportation Security Administrator John Pistole is saying, that it's not just Abdullah Mutallab, the Nigerian guy who was on that plane. There are plenty of others out there, so I hope you're not on the no-fly list. You know, we always hear those crazy stories about a little kid that's on the list, or how do they get removed from it. You know, there's bound to be some problems, but sometimes the problems, it's hard to get off of that. Sometimes the problems are pretty rough on people who have to go and fight it and prove, listen, well, I'm on that list, here you go. Speaking of proving things, this is one of the craziest stories. I cannot ignore it. I feel compelled to tell you about it. Hey, you're a Florida businessman, you're 48, you got a girlfriend that's 42, what do? You adopt her. Well, the reason John Goodman, who was the guy who founded the International Polo Club Beach in Wellington, Florida, adopted Heather Hitchens is her name in Miami-Dade County, is because of a series of crazy events trying to shield assets actually in a wrongful death civil suit that is in that crazy legal twilight zone, is what they're calling it. I'd call it a dump zone, according to the judge. So what happened was that, like I said, they are dating, and that was clear in a deposition. She said that they have been dating for a while, and they're apparently still in a relationship. What happened was, and the reason he had to do it, is this death suit was in connection to a car crash back in 2010 that killed a 23-year-old guy, and John Goodman ran a stop sign and hit the guy. So a civil trial date was set for the end of March, and then the rest has happened as a result of that. So by adopting her, he could take over one-third of the trust assets. Wow. Interesting, isn't it? That's one of the craziest things that I've heard of, to get out of, you know, to have problems of shielding assets in a courtroom. Whatever you have to do, man. Whatever you have to do. Okay, Taco Bell, have you made a run for the border lately? I think you can relate to this story a little bit more. Taco Bell is linked to salmonella after 68 people have gotten ill in 10 states. Oh, I hate hearing stories like this. You know, when you eat so well, but then you have that one down day when you grab some fast food, you just never know if you're going to go to the wrong place. And, you know, it's in different areas where this Taco Bell stuff has happened, including Oklahoma, that a place in Oklahoma might be ground zero for this. The CDC is involved trying to figure out, you know, they're trying to figure out where it came from, which is always the case, so they can shut it down. If we broke it down by state, in each state, Texas had the highest amount with 43, Oklahoma had 16, and then from there were just 2 and 1 people, like in Kansas, 2 people got sick, in New Mexico, 1 person got sick, but scary when you hear that, isn't it? Maybe it's a good way to wean you off some of the fast foods running through the drive-thru, and who knows what they'll pull it back to, lettuce or something else. They haven't said yet at this point. Unemployment figures came out, and boy, the rates for December 2011 through the roof in some areas and lower in others, as you would guess. In California, they were hit pretty hard. For example, if you looked at El Centro, California, they had the highest, 26.8. Stockton, California, is still pretty high, too, 15.9. How about that? Fresno, 16.2. And Yuma, Arizona makes the list, 23.1. Lowest unemployment rates. It's just kind of fun to look at these numbers. Logan, Utah, 3.9, and Midland also at that same number. How about Iowa? Ames, Iowa, 4.3. Iowa City, Iowa, 4.3. Lowest, Bismarck, North Dakota, 3.2. We know what's going on in North Dakota. Lincoln, Nebraska. I used to live right by Lincoln, 3.6. And Fargo, North Dakota, shout out. We have listeners there, 3.7. We have listeners in Burlington, Vermont, 3.8. Boy, it's better to be in that lower area, isn't it? Some of it has to do with size and what the employment is in the area. In other words, the availability of the jobs, what people are doing. But the one number is crazy. You get into the 20s, even 15 seems so high. And then we get this bogus figure that comes out that they round out. Oh, 8.5%, which still isn't a great number, but nowhere near what some of these individual places are saying. I mean, if you're saying there's 14 and 15% unemployment, that's not good. Las Vegas, there's an example. In Nevada, where everybody is now, still very crippled. And part of that is, if you wanted to look at the Reno or Vegas, because they rely on tourists, and who's taking those trips, even if they can get a great deal, if they're hurting and they can't pay their bills or they're living paycheck to paycheck, people that might, you know, throw caution to the wind and say, I'm taking that trip, I'm taking my family, I got to go see the Hoover Dam. They don't do it because they're smarter. They're sitting on the cash or just trying to survive. They don't have quite what they had before. I'm going to end on this one. It's not a happy note, but it's crazy with these flash mobs and swarms. Syracuse, New York, the cops say a group of 9 people swarmed a neighborhood grocery store. How sad. And they stole $40,000 by distracting the clerk and blocking her view. They say it's a roving band of scam artists who target the small stores with just a couple of employees, because what are they going to do? And a couple of those stores have been hit in a row, and it's varying amounts. $40,000 is a lot. Boy, they must have just grabbed for everything and anything, and they had their hand in the drawer. Talk about distracting, and there must have been a lot of money there. Wow. Wow. Weather tweets coming up next.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of 4 is raffling off their $400,000 home
for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
To the Weekend Count segment. I want to make sure that I hit this up. Just in case you're curious, the kid genius Mark Zuckerberg, 27 years old, behind Facebook, this Facebook IPO will net him like $16 billion. Well, he'll be worth $16 billion. What do you do with $16 billion? You hang out with other billionaires, I guess. Get a plane. I don't know. What do you do? There's your question. I'm not sure. That is rarefied air, I know that. And that is a very small circle. There's a difference between wealth and then real wealth. And so he's catapulted. And he knew that. I mean, this isn't any big secret. This has been coming for years. And he's already made plenty of money. But now that you IPO and you're on the stock market, that changes things even a little bit more. All right, let's move on to one of my favorite new things that we do, because so many of you are starting to be a part of this. And I'll remind you, you can always tweet me your weather or send it to me as well. Well, let's keep it with tweets. Everybody's tweeting, so it is a tweet segment, so that's what we're going to call it. So tweet me at Real Radio News, Real Radio News. And whatever the weather is in your area, a real radio talker, I don't even know it, real radio talker, and you guys know it because you're tweeting it, and we'll pick up those tweets as to what the weather conditions are wherever it is that you live. So without further ado, let's head to the weather tweets. I love that. I love that bird. So lively. We just, you know, Donovan Madsen at the mothership, he refuses to cover that bird up. So it's perfect. He's ready for the, for his 5 seconds of fame on America Tonight. All right, here's our first one coming to us from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Leslie says, ooh, a little bit brisk in the air in the upper 30s, Kate, but still gorgeous weather. How many characters is that? That's enough characters, I guess. And Bridgeport, Connecticut, we've got an affiliate there, and it's WICC, great station. They have a good crew of people up there, so close, just a stone's throw away, really, to New York, and it's nestled in an area where you're right off the water, so that probably accounts for some of the nice weather that they're getting, highs in the 40s and lows in the 30s. That's not too bad. I mean, no snow. That's the key thing. Where's that snow? Speaking of that, let's go across the bridge to New York. This one comes to us from RP. RP says, no snow, dry as a bone, just wearing light coats right now. Dry as a bone. Okay, so that's New York, and I'm assuming that's WVNJ is where he's listening, 1160 a.m. Would be similar weather to Bridgeport, although, you know, you can be in Philly, go up the Turnpike, and it's a little bit different in New York, or go over to Boston, and clearly, usually, it's colder there, but not always. What about if we jump to the Midwest? Normally, at this time of year, in your Chicago's, in your Indianapolis's, in your Minnesota's, in your North Dakota's, you know, you're probably getting ready for or have already had some pretty big snowstorms, but that is the common denominator. People are talking about that there isn't very much snow. I mean, where's the snow? If you are a fan of the white stuff or you ski, or you have a snowmobile, or you make extra bucks because you have a plow and you go out and you plow and get paid some of that money for a second job. For a lot of people in some of those areas, it would be. People listening to us in Kalamazoo, I know that sometimes is the case. In Marion, Illinois, same thing. Temperatures not too bad, although they've got some. It looks like, according to what Brad tweeted us, looks like they could be getting some rain. Brad says, mostly sunny, keep the umbrella handy, in the 50s. Mostly sunny, keep the umbrella handy, but in the 50s. That would be WGGH 1150 AM. Rain is, the possibility of rain. He did put a 70% there over the weekend. 70%. So maybe that's Saturday. Yeah. Rain is great when it's not on your day off, I think. I like to experience rain showers, but not when I'm off. Because that means that's messing you up when you're meeting people. So, well, maybe you're not. Maybe you're just hanging out inside the crib and chilling. So if I guess that's the case, it wouldn't matter as much. For me, I would prefer that it's during the week. I'll tell you, I don't know how some people live in Seattle when they deal with the overcast conditions, although Seattle, I think, is beautiful. The constant rain, whether it's just light showers or just the overcast skies, would be pretty tough to take. Now, a lot of the people who tweeted us, the one thing they all have in common is they're saying it's brisk but nice weather, and they're getting some sun. Living in an area where you weren't getting much sun, yeah, I think that, I don't know, I would think people's moods would be spoiled, like, unless you're native and you're used to it. All right, here's one from Devotee. It says Devotee like that. Devotee says, ooh, cloudy and foggy in Spokane, looking at highs in the 40s. It's probably KSBN. That's our affiliate there, great affiliate. They've been with America Tonight for a long time. Spokane is a cool place. you know, in Washington, just mentioning Seattle. Spokane's a fun place to go to, too, and not too far from Spokane. I'm trying to think. I was at Spirit Lake. I've been there. They've got just some beautiful scenery, not surprisingly. Mountainous areas and, like I said, Spirit Lake. I know that one time I was at Liberty Lake, and they're not too far, I don't think, from each other. And played golf one time up there, and, man, some of the tallest trees I've ever seen. Beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. And I spent time in Seattle, and then I went to Spokane, and there wasn't as much rain in Spokane. It was actually, the weather was a little bit different. All right, here's another one. Here's our final one. And this is from Madonna Light. Madonna Light. Madonna Light says, Kate, nice weather in Texas, in Brownwood, to be specific. We're looking at temps in the 50s right now. During the day, 70. Ooh, 20 swing there from 50 to 70 in the temps. That's still not bad, though. That makes sense because I was out and about, and it felt really warm. I saw people wearing shorts, so Brownwood wouldn't be too far. And Brownwood would be probably, I'm assuming, our great affiliate, KXYL 1240. And notice all the places, a little bit of rain, but mostly the temperatures a little bit unseasonable. Like I said, missing from this is snow, 70s, where normally it wouldn't be, in this part of Texas that I mentioned, in Brownwood, maybe just a little bit cooler. So a mild winter so far. I wonder if we're going to continue to have mild temperatures, and or there's going to be some brutal snowstorm, especially in the Midwest or in the Northeast, at the tail end of the season, where maybe late in March, because a couple of times we've all been bitten by that. It's good for the ski areas, but not so good when you're, especially if you've had a year where you've had a lot of snow. You guys know what I'm talking about. If you're doing the snow plow thing, it's wonderful. If you got to dig yourself out of your house, it's not so wonderful, let me tell you. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Share them with us, like Priscilla. I got to say, Priscilla, shout out. She sent me a pound cake recipe. Oh, my goodness. I can't make it very often because you've probably gained 50 pounds. But terrific stuff. Thanks for sending it. You can do the same, americatonight.net.